ABC Radio Australia.
Residents of the Pacific's largest capital city, Port Moresby, say crippling water cuts are disrupting lives at home and at work. Authorities say ageing infrastructure and water theft is to blame, with the city losing half of its water supply even before it reaches customers. And with Christmas just around the corner, residents are trying their best to adapt. But there's worries many homes will be without water in the festive season. Belinda Cora with more.
The taps are slowly running dry in PNG's capital city, while feelings of frustration are growing among the city's 430,000 residents. Constance Maso lives in what's considered a prime location in Port Moresby.
We had to use water from their standby tanks, and then that finished, and then the property owner was unable to fill it up because of the low supply that was coming from Water PNG. And then they had to opt for the water cart truck to come and refill the tanks.
Even when the water is flowing, Constance says the problem doesn't end there.
But yeah, that affected the flow of things, like having to come to work and then go home, and then there's no water, and then you have to wait for a scheduled time to prepare yourself or catch the water before it finishes.
Janet Mipe is a homemaker, but her home, like many others in the capital, has been without water in recent months. She's relying on her neighbors to access water. Janet had to spend money on buying containers to store water for her family.
Buckets, like containers worth of 150, 200 pina, just to put around the house for us to store our water. Even like when water comes back, we'll store our water inside the big containers. Like mine, I have a big container that I spend 150 kina to pay for that container just to put refill water and then use it to cook and wash and toilet.
Vono Libitino says it has been a challenging couple of months with poor service. She has not been able to have a proper shower and wants to know why.
We have to fill up buckets, even when it's a low pressure. We have to fill up buckets and have, use a pail to have a shower. And that's, I just don't like that. I'd rather have a full, refreshing shower before I start my day or at the end of the day. And I expect Water PNG, like, we're not in the village, come on. And that's really frustrating, not knowing anything, not knowing if they're carrying out rationing. So if they could provide some kind of update or notice on their Facebook page, that would be really helpful. Just that little piece of, information would be kind of, comforting to us as people that rely on their services, yeah.
John Damien lives in Baroko area and is a father of three. He says the poor water supply is affecting his whole family.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been without water, no water, none. The tap has been dry for 2 weeks. And just on Monday, we started receiving water at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then it goes off at 12 o'clock. And then it comes back on at 6 o'clock in the evening. For 2 weeks when we were without water, I normally go to the office to refill there. So I hope that Water PNG do have an emergency response plan. I don't know if they do have one, but please, if they do have, they should deploy water cuts to all the paying residents to help them with their water, especially for cooking and drinking and washing also.
So what is causing all these problems for Port Moresby residents? It's a question I put to Water PNG, the body responsible for supplying water to the capital. James Young is the head of Water PNG, and he took me to the Bomana Pumping Station and Mount Eriama Treatment Site, two key sites for the city's water supply, to help answer the question.
And much of the infrastructure was built in the 1960s, and actually one of the sites you saw today, the Bomana Pumping Station, was built in 1943. So you can imagine that the population of Port Moresby in those years was only a fraction of what it is today. So we're still squeezing every last drop of water out of that old infrastructure. So the challenge is one of aged infrastructure, growing population, and what goes with that aged infrastructure is often inefficiency.
The aging infrastructure is only one of the problems faced by Water PNG. Mr. Young says theft of water is another issue, compounding the city's already poor water supply.
around about 50% of the treated water that goes into our networks is actually lost through a few factors, one of them being water theft. We have quite a high amount of sabotage of our network and water theft. Which zone? But even commercial customers sometimes have got illegal connections into our network that take quite a bit of water. And that impacts our ability to ration water. It's why we're a little bit unpredictable sometimes when water goes off into particular zones. And I know that we certainly appreciate that the customer experience is not a good one, but also bear with us, because when we do try and ration water across the city, the amount of leakage impacts how we can operate that. There's no modern SCADA systems or automation that a modern utility might have, so it's all done manually. So staff literally run valves, turn valves off and on in a 24/7 manner.
So what's being done to fix the problem and get water supply back to normal for the city's residents? Mr. Young says an emergency repair and maintenance program is underway, thanks to a $100 million loan from the Asian Development Bank, European Investment Bank and the EU. Other administrative reforms are also taking place, including improved billing and collections. But all these will take time before residents can feel its impact. So for the time being, Port Moresby residents can expect a drier than normal Christmas this year.
And that's Belinda Cora in Port Moresby ending that report.